Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my sincere pleasure to be spending time with you. I'm grateful that you've invested time to be here, to learn about some sparks, to help you create that life you desire and deserve and dream of having. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Too often we forget throughout the day the importance of breathing, and it is very important. Take a couple more slow, deep breaths. If you have some water nearby, treat yourself to some water. We're doing some real good brain boosting activities. Deep breathing increases the oxygen flow to the brain. Depending on the research you read, 75 to 80% water is the composition of your brain. Your brain is actually the consistency of custard. So if you were to put your brain into a bowl, it would take the shape of the bowl. When we see brains, we can hold the brain, it's because it's a preservative. So some more information about boosting your brain. My blog, my most recent blog, which will be changing in the next day or so, is Are You Making Brain Busting or Brain Boosting Choices? We'll talk a little bit about that and how that connects with your success. So a quick revisit to our success map that we talked about a couple weeks ago. And I had some questions about, well, what should my success map look like, Melanie? And the answer to that is, whatever you want it to look like. That it's a creative approach to planning, strategizing. And as I was playing with that idea today of what it might look like and what mine might evolve to look like, for me, the decision is between things like, okay, if I think about it as a wheel, am I the center and the hub? And then everything else flows around me. So each of those spokes flows out to a different piece of my success destination for 2011. So my career destination might be on one spoke, my health on another spoke, my business on another spoke, my family on another spoke. And as I was talking to a client today, and I was talking about what a success map might look like, I drew just a wavy line around that, and I held it about arm's length away, and I said, you know what? That looks like a flower. Kind of like that imagery. Another possibility is, what if you start the year on the outside edge? And that as you move forward in 2011 towards December 31st, you're actually moving toward the center. Because all of those pieces make up your success destination for 2011. Another possibility. What if you decided you want to make your map look like a real map with a You Are Here star on one side, or one corner, and on the farthest opposite side or corner is December 31st, 2011. And then you've got all the room in the middle. Now, you can buy, you know, giant flip charts of paper to use. You can use mapping software on your computer. And then you can have pit stops or checkpoints from here to there. And what are you at this checkpoint? Where are you with your career, family, really the relational, the emotional, the financial, however you categorize what's going to make up your success destination for 2011. And then just have those checkpoints, what you think it would look like at. Maybe you have monthly checkpoints, maybe quarterly, semi-annually, weekly, whatever works for you. And maybe you want weekly checkpoints for some, monthly for others. The nice thing about this model is it gives you flexibility to work with your style, your thinking and processing style of your brain, so that it becomes joyful and fun and something you want to do. It's freeing rather than feeling like you're in a straitjacket and you're constrained with the process. Another option that came to mind, I'm a big one with post-it notes because they're movable. You can rearrange them. So a big piece of flip chart paper and sticky notes that you can move along a continuum perhaps between where you are now and where you want to be in December 31st. There are so many ways you can do it to create your success map. So let me know. Send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. BRAINBONANZA@gmail.com. And I have a question from area code 804. You're on the air. What question do you have for me today?
Hi, good evening. I just tuned into the show, and I have a self-taught expertise of what I term creative utilization of information. And just based on that simple concept, I can create opportunities where none existed before or go anywhere in the world and try and take over opportunities through networking and other type of strategies. And it really enables people to tap into things that they have an interest in aside from whatever mundane job they might have in their free time. They can actually create whole new careers for themselves, or not even a career, but network opportunities to make tidy sums of money on.
That sounds like a wonderful possibility, especially in talking about creative approaches to planning your success. So if people wanted to connect with you to learn more, how would they best reach you?
I'm disabled. I don't have email, but there is a blog that was put on the internet for me where there's an interview that can be downloaded, and there's also a letter from the president to me related to the economy. If you just Google creativity, the number 777.com, that will bring it up. And also, I wanted to see if you are familiar with a new product called the lifeboard.net.
No, tell me more.
All right. That just came out the beginning of the year. It's going further than the movie The Secret. It's the vision boarding, but it has a book and all kinds of instructions, and it took 15 years to develop it, and they have a success rate of in the high 90% range, and it's really putting what you want to envision your future to be and achieving it, and it's amazing success. The site is thelifeboard.net.
Does it have the word the?
Yes.
Thelifeboard.net?
Okay. That's correct.
And I realized, I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
My name is Hugh.
Hi, Hugh.
Hi.
And you said you were, are you in California?
No, I'm in Virginia. I've lived in California. I've lived all around the country at times.
Ah, okay. What inspired you to connect with me? Because I actually don't have a specific topic description tonight. So I'm curious as to what inspired you to call.
Well, there again is information tends to flow to me, and so whatever the universe puts in my hands I go with, and I just happen to, I don't even have a computer. I have a web browser on my cell phone. I was looking at different programs on the air right now on Blog Talk Radio and just happened upon you, and I liked what it had to say about the strategies and possibilities. And it's really, you know, one thing that I would like to get out, if I may, is that we all have unlimited creativity, but we just don't realize it because from being a baby, we're under some kind of an authority all our lives. But if we will just learn how to investigate and read about things that are of interest to us and start networking with people. And I've adopted mentors wherever I go in areas that I know nothing about. I toyed with business opportunities as an independent international marketing consultant back in the early 80s. And I had, if I didn't know something, I would get a free education from people just by telling them up front, you know, I don't know anything about it. I'm a broker. I'm just looking to help someone else. And they would brief me on things that I never even would begin to contemplate. So that there's all kinds of ways of aligning yourself with people that if you're helping them, they'll help you also. And it's a tremendous way of getting a free education that you'll never get in the standard colleges or whatever, the regular course curriculum.
And that's a very powerful idea, and often people are honored to be asked about sharing their experience, their expertise, or recommend resources with people, and often we don't ask. We second-guess ourselves that, oh, well, they won't have time to talk to me, or they'll think I have an ulterior motive, and you're right, there's so much we can learn from other people's success that then we can take and tweak and create our own.
And have fun with you. You mentioned the word joy. It's so much fun. When I was brokering, it was from my home, and my wife got a call one time from a billionaire who was trying to impress me because he was calling from his yacht. I happened to be in my underwear and took the call, and when I finished, it went very well. I told my wife, from now on, if you take a call and it's from a billionaire, make sure I'm in my underwear so I'll be on equal footing with them.
And that is so true.
We're all the same.
I'm so glad you were inspired to call.
Yes, I love Warren Buffett because he really is a good example. He's trying to tell them all to give their money away right now, and that's what I would love to do when I do get the resources. I hope to make billions, and just I only need a few millions to live comfortably, but the rest of it I want to roll out into programs to help people on the basis that they promise to do the same for others. That's how we'll transform the world peacefully.
Oh, absolutely. Paying it forward is such a powerful concept.
Yes.
We can all do it. We can all do it. Well, awesome. We were talking about planning our success destinations for the year, and the lifeboard.net sounds like a great resource I'll check out as soon as the show's over.
The principles are fantastic. One of them is the wife of, David Cassidy, the singer who used to be on the Partridge Family.
That I watched growing up, yes.
Yep, they're the ones.
Okay, awesome. And I was going to also talk about a new project that I'm working on called Saving Superwoman. And our topic for our call this Saturday at 9 Central Time on Blog Talk Radio is about creating success maps and all the different ways that we can come up with planning and strategizing. Because each of us will do it a little bit differently. And when people try to have that cookie-cutter approach, then we run into trouble because what works really well for you, Hugh, may not work for me.
Well, my strategies are meant for the general person to adapt to themselves. I would love to interact with you. There is a phone number on that blog I gave I'm trying to find people like you that could take an interest in extracting information from me to develop into books, online courses, seminars, computer software, whatever it takes to get it out to the masses.
Okay, awesome. Well, I will definitely follow up, and we'll share the information with my team at Saving Superwoman as well. And I'm so glad that you called and shared that.
Well, I am too,
listeners.
Because I really would love to empower more women. I think that the world needs their nurturing. The men have had their chance, and they tend to want to blow things up. I mean, there's some women that aren't the best, but the majority of them are, you know, at least they'll come together and do it in loving ways instead of destructive ways.
Then that's an interesting observation. I would tend to agree with that. Women tend by nature to be more collaborative.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, you call me anytime.
Well,
if you don't get me, just leave word and I'll call back. And I have some things that I think will interest you right away.
Okay. Well, I will look forward to talking with you. And again, thanks for calling and for sharing creativity777.com for the blog for people to read about, and then also the lifeboard.net.
And God bless you for putting it out there for people to help them with their lives.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Hugh.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so awesome when people connect and share, because so many amazing things are being created, and we often tend to underestimate what we do so easily, what comes to us so naturally. We think everyone can do it. And I just had a call prior to the show with my coach, and we exchanged coaching. She's my health coach. And then I also will be taking her through the passion test and coach her through that in a one-on-one passion test coaching to discover what brings her the most joy. And she does some amazing things with network marketing, or not, excuse me, online marketing, things that she loves doing with search engine optimization, being able to do a product launch from creation through the sales pages and the videos and all that great stuff. She loves that. And she's very skilled at it. And so it's looking at how to build a business around that piece for her. And as we got to talking about how we can support one another, I could gift her with the passion test. And she's going to gift me with some marketing. So, you know, it doesn't always have to be a cash exchange either. Sometimes we limit our thinking that way. When we're doing the passion test, which I'm excited always to share with people, because passion comes from the heart. And as I talked about in one of the earlier shows on success destination planning for the year, figuring out first what really jazzes you, what energizes you, what sparks you, that gets you excited. That's what you love to do usually. And as Chris Atwood and Janet Bray Atwood, the authors of the Passion Test, will say, your passions are like breadcrumbs to your destiny. They also have written, what you love to do is God's plan for you. And you can define God as however you'd like to. And so focusing on your passions, the process in the Passion Test, help you get clear about your top five passions at this point in your life, and then how to have more of those in your life. So it's a process to get clear. It's a process of how to prioritize with an external voice. Because too often we get in our head, and our head starts to say things like, well, who do you think you are to deserve that? Or that's selfish. Or all of those kind of messages that interfere. And so as a certified passion test facilitator, I help people move from their head back to their heart in the process. So do what you love. And whether that's in your vocation, your avocation, how you bring it into your life, that's another part of the process. Honoring those things that you love, that you're good at, that other people will pay you for, is powerful. And the first step is realizing that what you do so easily, so passionately, other people would pay you for. I was in a session with a group at a church-sponsored conference. And one of the women said, well, I don't think anybody would pay me for what I really love to do. And there were six women in that room, and they said, well, what do you do? Well, she was a real estate agent, and she really didn't care about selling houses. That didn't get her excited. What she enjoyed was helping people find the right house that met their needs in a price range they could afford. So she really wanted to work with the people who were buying and help them understand the process around purchasing a home. And three of the women in that group said, I would pay you to help me do that. She said, wow. So what we love to do, we often undervalue. And we all do. Or we worry that, do we know enough? And David Wood, in his book, Get Paid for Who You Are, talks about if you know something about a subject, you know more than some people and less than others. The people who would seek you out for your service are the people who know less than you. And it's okay. So I have a colleague who makes beautiful handmade cards. They're beautiful. And I said, I would pay you to make those. And she said, it's something that she's really not interested in doing as a business, which is okay. She does it as a hobby right now. And I would pay her to make beautiful thank you cards for me. So, again, often we will give it away, or things that we do as a hobby that we enjoy might be a service someone else would purchase. And just ask people, would this help you? Is there a need for that? Often there is. Begin to play with the process. Because when we think about it as work, writing goals, achieving goals, and if you look at that as work, we tend to pull back. We tend to be judgmental. And truly, when you have someone in your life, whether that's a coach, an accountability partner, somebody who's cheering you on, encouraging you, supporting you, I had a client last week who told me, I really appreciate having someone who is compassionately encouraging and holds me accountable. So there's that, I know every week I'm going to talk to you about my progress on this project. And I know and I trust that if something, there were barriers, that we'll talk about what I learned, we'll talk about ways to move around through those barriers, and we'll keep moving forward. So there's that encouraging accountability. Who in your life is providing that for you? Who is that external voice that's helping you see the forest and the trees? Because often when we're in it, we see the trees. So it's important, when we're in it, it's so hard to see the big picture. It's so hard to remember to celebrate. My coach earlier said to me, because I was talking about expanding the amount of exercise during my drive. I have a little over an hour commute, and so we started with, could I do isometric muscle work for two songs on the radio? Sure. That's like 6-7 minutes. Monday, I did 20 minutes. Woohoo! Now, yesterday, a little concerned about not feeling quite right, thinking I might be getting a bladder infection, so I didn't want to be squeezing a lot of muscles. and so, we can take that club out and hit ourselves in the head and say, oh my gosh, I didn't exercise yesterday, so I'm a failure, I'm an edit. And we get on that negative self-talk thing, which, for most of us, is less than inspiring to go back out there and keep moving. progressing forward. Baby steps are okay. And as I was talking about, you know, my water intake went over 100 ounces, and I did both the 20 minutes of isometrics, plus played Wii bowling and Wii baseball with my son. And I said, and I was tempted yesterday when I didn't exercise to be self-critical, and I stopped myself and I said, wait, I did great Monday, I'll do great Wednesday. And she celebrated the fact that I caught that myself. And I went, oh, yeah. And then I could feel good about it. Sometimes we need that external voice that gives us permission, that reminds us that we're making progress. Because they're seeing the bigger picture. We're seeing the little itty-bitty steps, the splinters, the problems. And we're forgetting, in the grand scheme of all of it, to look at the success, the things that we do well. And as we're working our way to our success destination at year end, and you know what, we may be traveling along and there's construction on Highway 161, and we're not able to go that way. So we have to go in a detour. And that's all it is a detour. It doesn't stop the progress unless you choose to stop a car, put it in park, turn off the engine. And maybe, for right now, you decide, I'm getting a hotel for the night. I'll resume in the morning. It's okay to take a break. Just remember to resume when you're ready to get moving again. And maybe you put your attention on one piece. It's very hard to have our attention equally divided over five or six different things happening in our life. You know, the whole thought about, can you multitask effectively? Research shows the brain is a linear processing organ. So when we think we're multitasking, we're actually task switching. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to www.brainrules.net. That's BRAINRULES.net. And in the 12 brain rules that Dr. John Medina pulled together, in this book for ways to be, to thrive at work, at school, and at home. And one of the rules is around attention. And there is a video clip and some research there and a tutorial that goes with the book for all 12 points that he makes. So if you don't believe me, and I argued with it for a long time until I read the research, because, of course, we think we multitask just fine. And the reality is that our errors increase. It takes us longer to get focused and get our attention back to where it needs to be. So, truly, our brains are linear processors. So, when we're trying to address all these different destinations and facets of our life wheel, of whatever your success map looks like, we're truly only paying attention to one piece at a time. Now, our brain takes in a lot of information. When we're driving, we may really only be focused on the vehicle ahead of us, and yet we're perceiving all of this other information about the light, the speed of vehicles around us, buildings that are passing, the temperature in the vehicle. All of that information is being taken into our senses. It's not being brought to our awareness, however, because we would be extremely overwhelmed. It goes into our subconscious, which processes at an amazingly fast rate. And if you want to know more about that, Gladwell's book, Blink, addresses what happens and how all that information in our subconscious can, I mean, we make decisions, that intuition, that gut feeling. It's actually often from processing a lot of pieces of information very fast. So while we know that a lot of information is going into our brain, what allows it to get to our awareness, to our conscious processing? Well, part of that is, where are we putting our attention? What is our intention? What do we intend, what are we focused on? Because that sets up our reticular activating system, which is like our brain's radar. and our brain's filter. It will look for, quote-unquote, information to support the belief, the intention, the success destination is on the radar. Anything related to what we're putting our attention on comes into our awareness. It's like when you drive a car off the lot. You just bought this car. You haven't seen one. It's that shade of blue. The minute you drive off the lot, you see three of them. Now, truly, did everybody go out, those three people, and buy that car the same time you did? No. It's just now it's in our awareness. And our reticular activating system is bringing to our awareness now all the other cars that are that shade of blue. Or if you buy a sweater, and then you notice how many other people are wearing the same sweater or the same kind of shoes. So what's in the world didn't change. Our perception and our awareness changed. Very, very powerful. So as you are choosing what are your priorities in your life, I would love to share the passion test with you, and you can learn more about that at brainbonanza.com. There's a link for the passion test. You can do it with groups. You can do it one-on-one. My first international client I did the passion test with was from Malaysia, and that was awesome. We did it over the phone. So if your it resonates with you to get clear about those passions in your life, send me an email at brainbonanza.com. Learn more on the website. Think about taking the passion test. If you're already clear about what really brings you joy, then maybe we can connect about how to have more of it in your life. What actions can you take that will help you experience more of your passions in your life? Because truly, if this is really the only life we have, if the present now is our true gift, are we living the most in each moment that we have? I read an interesting quote today. The author is unknown, and it said something like, instead of letting your problems push you, let your dreams pull you. Wow, isn't that an exciting feeling to be drawn toward what it is you love? To feel like there's a magnetic pull to what you love to do. And your brain can be a great partner in that process of being drawn to. Allow yourself to be creative. Allow yourself to imagine positive outcomes. Many of us are masters of negative imagination, masters of worry, which is negative imagination. And Mark Twain said something like, most of what I worried about never happened. How often we do that. In the other cases, we set ourselves up to experience the negative things that we're imagining. Right? So what if you committed to focusing on imagining positive outcomes? That conversation with your boss, going to have a great outcome. I'm going to make my points, I'm going to listen to her points, and we're going to collaborate on a successful outcome. What if you imagine ideal clients connecting with you, excited to pay you for your service because you offer such amazing value? We could, right? Our minds are very, very powerful. And we're not born with that owner's manual for our brain. Although you can purchase an owner's manual for your brain through Amazon.com or at a bookstore. It's probably about, I want to say 4 inches thick, made for the average person, written for the average person, about many topics connected to the brain and mind. So if you don't want to buy it, you can go to your local bookstore if they have it in stock, take a look at it. Look up the topic you're interested in, whether that may be sleep, learning styles, communication, attention, full of amazing pieces of information. I love it as a great reference tool when I'm speaking. And my session Maximize Your Cognitive Capacity or Magnificent Memory, I reference that book and I share that as a resource. We're not born with that. Nobody hands it to us and says, here's the manual to get the most out of your brain and mind. So we're left to our own devices. We're left to the media. Unless we connect with people, discover people like Dr. Daniel Amen, like myself, who are passionate about helping people have their best brains at work, at school, and at home. All of the tools that I work with, that I've experienced in my life, that I bring to my life, that certifications that I earn are all around helping people have their best brain and mind, because it's my passion. And I know that for other people, it's not a passion to go out and read and learn about it. They want something here. Just bring it to me on the plate so that I can consume it, so that I can experience the peace I need to make good choices in my life. So tonight, we reviewed the importance of breathing, getting oxygen to your brain. Have a little pop-up on your Outlook or in your mobile phone, your hand, what I call my handheld computer, that reminds you, take 3 to 5 slow deep breaths, at least every hour. And you'll notice you clear your head with the phrase. Taking a walk will also, quote, clear your head. Increases oxygen, increases blood flow to the brain, and it also, if you're using your arms as you're walking with the opposite leg, opposite arm, that's helping the communication between the two sides of your brain. If you don't have time for a walk, you stand and do what are called cross-lateral movements. If you take your hand, your right hand, cross to your left knee, you can do this while you're sitting. You do it while you're standing. Anytime you cross the vertical midline that goes from your head to your toes or the horizontal midline that goes across your waist, you increase communication in parts of your brain. You think more clearly. You can verbalize. It connects the language and the emotion and all those great parts of your brain, functions in different places of your brain. So if you're kind of foggy, don't have time to take a walk, just do some cross-laterals. As part of the brain warm-up, it's slower is better. Speaking of a brain warm-up, I'll share that with you. I learned it from Dr. Lynn Neff, N-E-F-F, as part of her Strengthening of Skills Learning Program, which I facilitated with high school students. Lynn and I have spoken together at conferences around learning to play the game of school. And what Lynn did was she took the work of Dr. Carla Hannaford. She shared in her book called Smart Moves, Why Learning is Not All in Your Head. She created what she called a brain warm-up. It takes 2 minutes to do this brain warm-up. So step one in the brain warm-up is drink water. So for about 30 seconds, very slowly, get some room temperature water. It's better, but if you like cold, get cold. And just slowly drink water, because most of us walk around with dehydrated brains. We don't consume enough water. How do you know what's enough? I'll do a little aside from my brain warm-up. You can do the 3P test. Pinch the skin on the back of your hand, pull it up, and then drop it. If it drops quickly, you're probably well hydrated. P.S., this is impacted by age, because our skin loses elasticity as we age. But the first P is pinch. The second P is your P, to look at the color of your urine. If it's a darker yellow, you probably need more water. It should be the color of lemonade or lighter, unless I know the vitamin and mineral supplement I take in the morning tends to make my first urination after that a darker yellow. Keep that in mind. The third P is to take, let's say, the ring finger of one hand and press the fingernail between the thumb and forefinger of your other hand. Okay, and as you release, that nail should go from white to pink very quickly. If it takes more than a split second or so for that to regain its pink color, you're probably needing more water. since we don't have a gauge that we can look at and say, am I well hydrated? Those are three P's are the way, some indicators about whether or not you might want to consume more water. Quick mathematical formula, depending on the researcher you look at, take your body weight divided by 3. That's 1 ounce for every 3 pounds of weight. That tells you how many ounces you need. There's some arthritis research that says you need to take your body weight divided by 2. So if you weigh, let's say, 180 pounds, you need 90 ounces of water a day. Or 60, depending on which formula you use. How many glasses is that? You take that number and divide it by 8 ounces. There's your glass. That's for on an average. Okay, so step one of our brain warm-up, drink water, 30 seconds. Step two of the brain warm-up is to do what's called brain buttons. That's BRAINBUTTONS. Place one hand on your belly button. Take the other hand and feel where your collarbone is on the opposite side of the body where your hand is reaching for it. So you don't want to go straight up. You want to go across your midline. Feel your collarbone, your clavicle, and then go up above that. You'll feel a dip in your body right above your collarbone. So if you think about your head being north, you want to go a little bit towards your head. You want to massage that gently. What you're doing is you're stimulating mechanoreceptors in your carotid artery, translation. You're encouraging increased blood flow to your brain. And you want to only do this with one hand at a time, and you want to use a light touch as you massage in a circular motion for 30 seconds. Now, some people feel a little bit off balance, so then they switch and put the other hand, that hand on the belly button, cross the midline, and do the opposite side of their body for 30 seconds. Don't need to, just need to do one. That's a great way if you're falling asleep and you're driving, but you want to keep the belly button hand on the steering wheel, reach up and massage above your clavicle. So step one is a drink water. Step two is brain buttons. Step three is a cross crawl, which, as I mentioned earlier, stand up, take hand or elbow to opposite knee for 30 seconds. And slower is better. And if you have balance or injury issues, you can do it sitting. So one, drink water, two, brain buttons, three, cross crawl. Step four is what's called hookups. You extend your arms straight out in front of you, point your palms out, bring one hand up and over the other, so now your palms are facing each other, you're crossed at the wrist, pull your arms in towards your body, and bring your hand down, under, and up. So now you're bent at the elbows and your hands are probably in front of your chest, in front of your sternum, just under your chin. And then cross your ankles. Now again, if you have some balance issues or injuries, you could do this sitting down. And just hold that for 30 seconds. And if I ask you where the ring finger of your right hand is, oh my gosh, you have to really think. If you looked at a scan of your brain, it would look like the 4th of July. Because you're so out of normal spatial relationship, your brain's really having to focus. So 30 seconds. So what's the brain warm up again? Drink water, do brain buttons, cross crawl, and a hookup. 2 minutes and see what happens with your brain. We have less than a minute remaining tonight. So we've reviewed some tips about what your success map could look like. You called and shared with us some resources around creativity. Creativity777.com is a blog, and thelifeboard.net, thelifeboard.net. I will be checking those out. Thanks you for calling and sharing those. Want to also share that Saving Superwoman is at blogtalkradio.com Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time from 9 to 9:30. Our shows like this one are archived. And our topic next week is some tools around creating success maps, different ways to honor your style, your personal style, and finding something that works for you. So you can visit savingsuperwoman.com as the website. You're also welcome to visit brainbonanza.com to learn more about the passion test and about other ways that I can support you in getting to your success destination this year. So challenge. take action on something you heard that can make a positive change in your life, whether that's checking out a book like Get Paid for Here You Are by David Wood, or just taking some time. Until next time, stay safe. Oh, and next week, my guest is Guy Harris, the co-author of From Bud to Boss. So I hope you join me next week to learn more about Spark to be Successful in Transition from Bud to Boss with co-author Guy Harris. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.